Guitarist Stefan Schmidt and the members of E Tempi, conducted by Georg Garabekian, in the Guitar Concerto by Antoine Deloyer. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. Spanish guitarist Andres Segovia persuaded Spanish composers to write for the guitar, and similarly, British guitarist Julian Bream commissioned some of the leading English composers of his time to write guitar music. We'll hear the first and final movements of the Sonatina by Sir Lennox Barclay.
Thank you.
Julian Bream performing the first and last movements of the Sonatina by Sir Lennox Barclay. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. We'll close this week's program with music by Italian pianist, composer, and conductor Massimo Palumbo. This is his Fantasia for guitar and piano, written in homage to film composer Ennio Morricone.
Thank you.
Closing this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive, we've just heard the Fantasia for Guitar and Piano in homage to film composer Ennio Morricone by Massimo Palumbo. Massimo Palumbo was also the pianist with guitarist Leopoldo Saracino. You've been listening to Classical Guitar Alive. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast worldwide thanks to the generous support of the Augustine Foundation and the Kadosky Foundation and Charles and Taco Parker, and by Augustine Strings, makers of classical guitar strings since 1947, and thanks to a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Classical Guitar Alive is a nonprofit organization based in Austin, Texas. Music by pluck-stringed instruments like the guitar, the harp, and the ancient lyre have been used in healing for over 3,000 years. That's why our mission is to bring this music to the widest possible audience. Our Music and Medicine program brings live classical guitar music to hospitals and hospices and is supported in part by a grant from the Texas Commission on the Arts. If you'd like more information about our work, you can visit our website, classicalguitaralive.org, and listen online anytime. I'm Tony Morris. Thank you for listening, and please join me again next week for another edition of Classical Guitar Alive.